G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, February 13. I'm John Barker and joining me is Joel Marshall. Carl not with us today, a little bit too flat out, but Joel and I hopefully will bring you the winners for a massive weekend of racing, Joel. Highlighted, of course, by the first Group 1 of the Australian calendar year 2016, and that's the Ladbrokes CFO Stakes, and what a cracking field has been assembled.
Yes, excellent lineup. 13 Group 1 winners, I think, out of the 18, and yeah, plenty of chances. A lot of horses resuming, obviously, and probably have other races down the line that they're being aimed at, but I think there's a few here that have been set for a first up kill, and hopefully on with the right one.
As I've written in Best Bets this week, this race has a remarkable record for producing Australia's Horse of the Year, and has done so seven times in the past, I forget how many years, might be 24, but it's a pretty good record. In fact, its record is equal to the Cox Plate, which has also produced seven Horses of the Year over the same period. We're talking Dissident last year, and then back to Black Caviar, and horses like Lonro, and then of course back in the day you had your back in the day when the Melbourne Cup winner used to resume in this race and win, Let's Elope and Saintly and so forth. But I would think we might not get a Horse of the Year from this race this year, because surely something very strange is going to have to happen for Winx not to be the Horse of the Year. And that's the other highlight of racing, the reappearance of Winx. And for that matter, it happens in a 5-minute space. Yes. First you get Winx, 5 minutes later,
yeah.
Group 1 CFO Stakes.
That's going to be an action-packed 5 minutes, that's for sure. All Stakes, bigger field this year. I think we've had a few small runnings in the last sort of decade. Possibly short price favourites scaring a few away. But
yeah, we have. Well, I mean, it's, you know, there was always the nice soft 1400 metre Group 1s at Caulfield to start the year, the Orr and the Futurity, and both tended to be fairly small fields. But this is not going to be a soft Group 1 by any stretch of the imagination, is it?
No, it certainly isn't. And I think, what, about $4.60 the field at the moment. Turn Me Loose and Lucky Hustler, probably your favourites. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough race, and probably you need to go wideish, certainly for your quaddies.
Yes, indeed. We'll get to the CFO Stakes very shortly, because we'll take you, as usual, right through the black type on the Caulfield program, and there is a fair bit of it to get through. 8 of the 9 races are group events, only 30 minutes between, so if you do happen to be anywhere near the city of Melbourne on Saturday, Caulfield is the place to be. We start in race 2, the Kevin Hayes Stakes for 3-year-old fillies, a group 3 over 1,200 metres.
Yeah, well, the former Kiwi, fairly risque, probably strikes a winnable race to kick off her Australian career. Of course, now with Hayes and Davenick, she won 1,000 guineas at Riccarton and looked probably the pick of the fillies in New Zealand. She comes across here, she's going to get over further, but so I think she's found a winnable race over 1,200. I've got her ahead of 5, Mossin Around, who was second to Hellbent, which is good form. 7, Safari Ann, I think, can improve back round a bend over this trip. And 1, Calabarite should improve off that fresh run. 2, 5, 7, 1.
Almost identical numbers for me. 2, 5, 6, and 1. Kana for Team Hawks is my third selection. Race 3 is the first of 2 Blue Diamond Preludes. This one for the fillies. And, where do you look here, Joel? 1,100 metres. This one, a Group 2. Controversially enough, with the Colts and Geldings only being a Group 3. But just so many. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7 undefeated last start winners. I take it you're with one of those?
Yes. In fact, I've got them to... No, I'm not. Sorry, what am I saying? I'm not with one of the winners. I'm actually with number 11, Dream First, who probably should be. I thought she should have won the Blue Diamond Preview. She was a little bit slow away. Again, gate one, that's a bit tricky. Hopefully she jumps with them, but she got into trouble. She had to ease across heels, and she flashed at them late. I was really taken by that run, so I'm going with her to break her maiden on Saturday from 7, Samara Dancer, who looks pretty handy. She bolted in a trial in Adelaide last week, so respecting her. 10, Zam Zam was super on debut at Mooney Valley, and 3, Calliope was also very, very good, and I can see why she's favourite. Of course, she represents the Godolphin team, but I'm with 11 from 7, 10, 3.
Well, same numbers for me, just slightly different order. Yes, I'm with, we heard on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, Carl declaring Samara Dancer as the winner of the Blue Diamond, so she'll need to be going close on Saturday. And 7 Samara Dancer to beat, 3 Calliope, 11 Dream First, and 1 Sword of Light for me. Colts and Geldings division sees 16 to face the starter, 5 of whom are first starters, and only 1 last start winner, and that's the preview winner, Cohesion, who led all the way. Might have to do a bit of work this time to land in front from barrier 12. Where have you gone, John?
Yeah, I've gone around Cohesion. I've gone for 8 El Venetian. Liked him on debut. He was very, very good running on out wide, which is probably what he's going to have to do again from that gate. He's going to keep improving, I think, as he gets up a bit further. But I like him each way. We're having 2 bets in the race. I like number 15, Ocean Grove, as well. Might be a bit more of a 3-year-old, this Fastnet Rock horse, but you know, they plan to go here and then straight to the Blue Diamond. He's pretty good, I think. So I'll be backing 8 and 15, 5 DEFCON in for third. Didn't lose any admirers in his first up run. It was a good effort. And 10 Weatherly, the luckless runner from the preview. 8, 15, 5, 10.
I'm with number 1, Power Trip here. Won the Maribyrnong Plate on debut, which is no mean feat. They don't necessarily go on from the early spring stuff, but I thought Power Trip was a good run in the preview, and that one, of course, and in fact, he was carrying a penalty, so he meets those that finished around him, including the Spruiked Weatherly. A couple of kilos better off at the weights here, so, and barrier 4. $15, I thought, worth a gamble, number 1 Power Trip, to beat the Spruikers, 10 Weatherly, and 5 DEFCON, and then the last start winner, Cohesion, for 4th. My numbers 1, 10, 5, and 2. Race 5 at Caulfield on Saturday is the Schweppes Rubiton Stakes, a Group 2 over 1,100 metres. I did some stats on this, so I'm fairly sure it's a good race for favourites. And another fairly remarkable stat is that 1, 2, 3, or 4 has won this each of the last, going back a lot of years, going back to the end of the last century, I think. Joel, will the streak keep up here, or perhaps something right down the bottom?
No, I've gone for the high numbers. I'm with 3 Politeness. She'll get back and need a little bit of luck, but she's very, very good. She went to a new level in the spring, and I think she'll be very hard to hold out with the likely strong pace in her favour. 1 Eclair Choice may improve with the run, but I think he'll run really well. 4 Hussein Eagle will be another one charging from the back, and then 11 Heatherly, your speedster up front with the lightweight. 3-1-4-11.
Well, I'm sticking with the speedster up the front with the lightweight, number 11 Heatherly, from 3 Politeness, 2 Curo, and 1 Eclair Choice. Race 6, Highland Race Colours Autumn Stakes, 1,400 metres for 3-year-olds at Group 2 level. Brings together some fairly good horses, I would think, Joel, including the highly spooked Van Brew, who I've in fact left out of my 4. The 3 of us in Best Bets, Gator Dog, the Tupster, and myself, have all made Mahuta our best of the day. What about you?
Yeah, he's going to be very hard to beat. He's got that picket fence next to his name. I'm going to be taking a little punt on a roughie here. He may not win. He might be better suited in that 1800 race second up, which I think used to be called the Autumn Stakes. Might be the Autumn
Classic. Yeah.
Celtic Tiger from the McPrice Yard. Going back to the spring, early in the spring, when you're trying to line up the trials between him and Tarzino, I didn't think there was much between. Obviously, Tarzino went right on with it and won the Derby. Celtic Tiger went to Adelaide and won a stakes race. Bit of form came out of that race. He was disappointed in his next run. He's been gelded. Maybe that's going to be the making of him. I've liked his jump out and trial, and Glenn Boss to ride at a big price. I'll have a little something on him from 1 Mahuta, 4 Holler, and 3 Tarzino.
1 Mahuta to beat, 4 Holler, 9 Snoopy, and 12 Sailing By for me. The big race of the day is race 7, Ladbrokes CFO Stakes. Group 1, standard weight for age, $500,000, 1,400 metres, and I can tell you that they've, for the last many, many years, the winners of this race have either been first up, or they have run first, second, or third in the race that is now called the Australia Stakes. which Rebel Dane fits into that category. Hucklebuck just does not, but I suppose if Hucklebuck won, then you'd say that they've either won or they've either first up or they've run first four in that race. He certainly did very well in that race, and I was all set to tip him until Barrier 18 came out. Not sure if he's in fact going to bother coming across, but I mean, we'll assume he is until we hear otherwise. Where have you gone here, Joel?
With Turn Me Loose. He obviously he took a couple of runs. He had the one run in New Zealand in the spring and then came over here and went tooth and nail with Worthy Cause of Flemington and just found that horse a little bit stronger. And then he just went to a new level after that, going to Seymour. And then Mooney Valley, Flemington, and got the Group 1 at the end of the carnival. He was coming off a fairly long break and off a bit of an injury and a bit of a setback into that spring campaign. I think this campaign's probably been a little bit better for him leading into a first up run, and I think it'll be very, very hard to beat. Got him ahead of 10 Stratham Star, who ran well in these races through the spring. 4 Lucky Hustler, hard to ignore. And 3 Boban also, who's been trialling very, very well, and no reason why he won't run well. But a stack of hopes, but I think 7 will go very close from 10, 4, 3.
7 for me as well, Turn Me Loose for second. I've got 13 Bow Creek, who of course was unlucky second to Turn Me Loose in that Valley Crystal Mile in the spring. First up, takes on 1400 metres here. One certainly to keep an eye on, Boban number 3 is my third selection. Very, very classy horse. And I've chucked in Rebel Dane number 5 for fourth. Race 8 at Caulfield on Saturday, the Cup Club TS Carline Cup over 1600 metres for 4 years old and up.
Yeah, funny race this, certainly looking at the weights. I've gone for number 1 Amarino because he just looks really well weighted. You look at his handicap rating compared to some of the others. The query is 1600. He ran some good races last time in and the prep before that. He'll be fitter for that fresh run. Barrier 1, that'll help him get a mile, I think. So, very tricky race, though. No confidence. 10 Mandawi, if there's betting support. He's a very interesting runner. First start for Darren Weir. The stablemate Burning Front is flying. And, you know, he's up a little bit in class, but you've got to respect him. And 12 No Tricks might be a bit of value, too. We'll strip a lot fitter for that fresh run. Not much confidence. 110, 612.
Not much confidence from me either. For 3, Galante first up for the Hickmott and Williams team. To beat 6, Burning Front. 7, Good Value. And 5, Red Excitement. Race 9 at Caulfield on Saturday ends just a fantastic card of late summer racing. Is the mypunter.com Belmain Stakes for mares over 1200 metres at Group 3 level. A couple of good ones here, John.
Yeah, good race to finish. 6 Miss Steel I've gone for. Didn't have a lot of luck first up. Gets a bit of a turnaround in the weights and the Mick Kent Yard going well. So I'll go her each way to beat 9. Azcadalia, who'll be charging. 1 Wawale was good in the spring, had no luck first up. And 2 Jessie Bell was also very consistent through the spring without winning. She'll run well. 6, 9, 1, 2.
Yeah, I'm with those two very good ones, resuming 9 Azcadelia to beat 1 Wawale. 5 Tuscan Sling and 11 Amarella. As I mentioned, my best on the program was race 6, number 1 Mahuta, and my value bet race 3, number 7 Samara Dancer.
I may Turn Me Loose my best, just for the lack of being confident about anything else, really. And El Venetian, my value, race 4, number 8.
Alrighty, well, plenty of action in Sydney at Randwick, and I think, thankfully, as far as punters are concerned, we expect to get back to a good 4, and there's plenty of quality action with a listed race and 4 group races. And as I mentioned before, the highlight, the reappearance of Winx, which we'll get to shortly. We start in race 1, the Huawei Lonro Plate, over 1,100 metres for 2-year-olds at listed level.
Our number 1 prized icon can break through. I think he resumed on the wet track and just took a while to get into gear, but his last 100 was really good. I think it'd be very hard to beat. From 3, Palladian, the first starter, trials have been quite good. 8, Sprite, got back and ran on nicely to her first start, and 2, Telperion for 4.
Race 3 at Randwick on Saturday, Liberty International Light Fingers Stakes. Group 2 for three-year-old fillies over 1,200 metres. Sees your value bet for the day.
Yeah, number 4, Harlem River. It's still, you know, a bit of a query whether she's up to some of these good ones, but some of these Fastnet Rocks really sort of come into their own in their three-year-old season and certainly in their autumn season, so I'm just hoping she's one of them. She didn't have a lot go her way in the spring. She's trialled well and might get a soft run up on the pace here. I don't think there's too many that'll go forward. 1, Stay With Me, will be charging. 7, Gazzoni, looks pretty good. And 3, Pearls, next best.
All right, race 5 at Royal Randwick is the DX Solutions Southern Cross Stakes, a Group 3 over 1,200 metres. And General Ife is having his resumption, which was delayed by the wet weather. And you're with him?
Yeah, he should be pretty hard to beat. This is a drop in class on some of his performances last time in. He should be hard to hold out. 6, Boss Lane, is very honest and loves this track and trip. He'll run well. 5, Rich Enough's obviously the big query. Very keen to see how he goes. Obviously some market support would give you a bit more confidence. And 4, Big Money, will run his usual honest race. 2, 6, 5, 4.
Race 7 at Royal Randwick is the main race. It is the Optus Business Apollo Stakes. 1,400 metres, Group 2, weight for age. And, well, you know, $1.50 is short, but I guess hard to see Winks getting beaten. Maybe Solicit.
Yeah, well, she's going to be second favourite. Yeah, and just a lot of these you just say can't win. You know, they're just getting ready for other races. So Winks just should win. $1.50, very short. 6, Lee Baz. Maybe if I have a bet, I'll have a Quinella. He's the sort of type who can pull out of a bit of a run fresh, and he's been trialling well. 10, Solicit, your obvious threat. She's a mare who's suited over this distance and has had the run under her belt. And 5, Hauraki, will be running on. 8, 6, 10, 5.
Race 8 at Randwick, Roderick Lodge, Triskay Stakes, mares, Group 3, 1,200.
Yeah, tricky race. Peeping, very good first up. Barrier 11 makes things a bit tricky. Slightly Sweet's going to get a soft run from the inside and might be the value. So 2 from 1, but little between them. And then 4, Private Secretary, and 3, Vergara. But I think 2 and 1, certainly if you're looking at quaddies, Winks 1 out, and then maybe 1 and 2, and maybe go a bit wider in that first and last leg.
And saving the best till last, your best on the program comes up in the last, the next Galaxy Handicap over 1,200, a benchmark 85, and I speak of number 7, Le Cordon Bleu.
Yeah, I said maybe go wider in the last leg, but my best bet is in the last. I think outside of him, it's a wide race. So if you're confident Le Cordon Bleu, and I think he will be very hard to beat, maybe it's going to be a very skinny quaddy. He's had the 3 runs this time in, has performed well each time. The blinkers went on in the Magic Million Sprint, but he just got too far back, and he ran on well. They ran quick time. He did a really good job. Draws barrier 3. Should get a lovely run and be very hard to beat. He is my best. You mentioned my value, didn't you? Yeah, Harlem River, race 3.
Okay, racing on the Parks track at Morfettville on Saturday. I can tell you that Carl DiIorio's best, and what a spoil this is. Race 6, number 3, Cash is Coming. First up for Ken Sweeney and Jason Holder. Marked at $21 in your Whirl Away winning post. And then we move to the next, race 7, the U-Bet Handicap, over 1,400 metres for Carl's value bet, which is, in fact, substantially shorter than his best. And that is number 9, Marco Polo, for Ryan Balfour and Todd Pannell. So that is race 6, number 3, Cash is Coming. Race 7, number 9, Marco Polo. You got anything to tell us about Adelaide at this stage?
I've had a horse pop up on my black book for Morfettville in the second race. Harmonium Bell?
Harmonium Bells.
Bells, yeah. She caught my eye at her first start. I think it was a goal that got back and ran on really well. So she might be one to keep an eye on in the second race.
Rightio. That is a 1,000 metre maiden. Harmonium Bells resuming and marked at $7.50. In your winning post, Doomben, big fields as usual, and there's a listed race. It is race 6, Business Success Group, Falvel on Handicap, over 1,200 metres, job.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Dream Choice. It was my best bet a couple of weeks ago. Not my best bets on Saturday, just drawn a touch wider than he did last time, but sticking with him, it was his second run for the Heathcote Yard, and he should run well again. 8 Whiskey All Rounds, I think the one to beat. He's ready to win. He's finished runner-up at his last couple. 6, Weinholt, first start for Desley Forster. Missed out on Magic Millions Day, but his previous Melbourne form certainly good enough for this. and one Someday resumed off a long spell, and I thought did a pretty good job. First up, he may still be one run away. 4861.
And you're going to get us some cash early. Your best comes up in the first. Number three, Our Boy Nicholas.
Yeah, he's probably not a horse you should be tipping as your best bet, but they do take turn about in these open handicap staying races. I'm just hoping it's his turny. Went to 2200 last start and only got tired the last 100 metres or so. He'll be fitter for that. Hot Saga goes up a lot in weight, and I think that probably rules him out. Our Boy Nicholas will be ridden by Regan Bayliss, who's up there. Got four or five rides on Saturday, so keen to see how he goes. And my value bet is in the last, Tantat Diamond, race 8, number 14. I think a firmer track and a step up in trip will suit this galloper, a newcomer to the Brian Guy Yard. Just was off the bit of fairway out last start on the soft ground. Michael Carl Road, he sticks with it, and from a good draw, he might run well.
All right, Perth. Racing at Ascot, and in contrast to recent weeks, massive program, caused of course by it being too hot to race there on Wednesday, so two races transferred to Saturday. Now a 10 race card, and the big one comes up at 8:10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and that is a listed race by the name of the Cyril Flower Stakes over 1200 metres.
And Red Aura beat first among equals first up, and I think it might be the same result here. Red Aura, that was only his first run back from a spell. He looks to have come back in great order. I've thrown Cool Trade in to split that pair. He resumes here. He's a pretty handy galloper. First among equals for third, and number 8, Dana Blue for 4.
And what else have you got for us in Perth?
My best is Clobberetta. Just got to be a bit forgiving for that run last start. She was caught 3 and 4 deep, over race, did plenty wrong. This is an easier race back to Mare's Grave, and hopefully she gets a bit of cover. Paul Harvey sticks with her. I think if you follow up, you should get your cash back. And my value is High Tea, race 6, number 8. It's a very competitive race, a lot of chances, a lot of promising three-year-olds. But this horse resumes, won on debut, ran into a couple of handy ones at her next couple. And first up, I think, might be able to run well.
All right, earlier in the day, they are racing at Tarapa in Hamilton in New Zealand's Waikato, and there is a Group 1.
Yeah, there's a couple, in fact. There is, the Herbie Dyke Stakes 2,000 metres, race 6, which only had 4 nominations. Not sure if I've ever seen that before, 4 noms for a Group 1, but they ended up getting 5 late entries to make a field of 9, and Cowie's going to be very short. I thought Stolen Dance might be able to turn the tables on him. Really good run last start, so they look the main pair. 6 from 1, 7 and 5 next. I guess from an Australian point of view, the NRM Sprint race 8 holds more interest, particularly with the 3-year-old Extravagant to go around number 14. He had his colours lowered last start, looked obviously very special before that, and he's high up in betting for the Australian Guineas. He'll need to be winning this, you would have thought, or go very, very close to make the trip across. I thought number 11, Sports Illustrated, might be the fly in the ointment. She had a really good run last time out and performed well, finishing third in that race behind Cowie and Stolen Dance. She's just been a run behind all of her prep, and I think fourth up, she'll run really well. From 14 Extravagant, 8 Vespa, and 1 Volkstock and Barrel, another horse we know quite well. My best is Cafe Culture, race 1, number 3. Looks a very promising staying type. 2400 will suit, and my value is Sports Illustrated in race 8. The other meeting is at Awapuni. My best bet is Black Sav, race 8, number 8. Has New Zealand Oaks aspirations. I think she'll be far too good for this lot. And my value is race 5, number 14, Firebird Flyer. Really good run, 2 runs back. Took on Group Company last start. Bit of a forget run. Back to a maiden. Should be hard to hold out.
All right. Well, that leaves us. That wraps up the Saturday racing around Australasia, and what a massive Saturday it is. There's also plenty of action on Friday night with both Moonee Valley and Canterbury this weekend, and of course Sunday, and Winning Post takes you right through all 3 days, so don't forget to pick it up for $5 if you haven't already. Highlight in Victoria on Sunday is the Australian Lamb Company Group Colac Gold Cup, $50,000 race over 2,000 metres. Joel, and you and Winning Post's Paul Richards agree that number six, the Darren Weir trained Rich River, is going to be the one to beat. The Peter Moody trained Radical likely to start favourite, but you think Rich River can get the money?
Yeah, got a little bit of a weight advantage on Radical, and the blinkers went on at Moonee Valley last start and switched him back on. He won well, Rich River, and usually those Darren Weir horses, when they find winning form, whether it be from a gear changer or anything, they usually go on with it. So, yeah, I think he'll be hard to beat.
Okay, well, that leaves us only to give you our best $20 bet for the weekend. And, well, Carl not being here, I'm going to channel him. And, well, except if it was Carl. In fact, no, I will channel Carl, and I will go $20 a win. Race 3, number 7 at Caulfield on Saturday, Samara Dancer.
All right, well, shooting for 3 in a row here, so we're going to have to be patient. Race 9... Randwick, number 7, Le Cordon Bleu. And if you're having a play at Wyong on Sunday, here's a little one just to keep a little bit of money for after Saturday. Race 3, a horse called Kitty Leroy from the Tim Martin stable. I've got a bit of an opinion of her. I think she ran really well on debut.
Alrighty, well, that's it from us for this week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We, and hopefully Carl, will be back next week on the Preview Podcast.